It was the first chance he'd had to talk to her without other people around. But the further he got with his story, the more improbable it seemed. Was he starting to imagine things, he wondered? Was it some sort of nervous problem brought on by the strain of the last few days? Rats, she said incredulously. I didn't see any rats. No, well, there were hundreds, he sighed. Ugh, a lot of them. Something must have scared them off, Robin said. From the way she said it, Matt guessed that she didn't believe him. You probably, Matt grumbled. Thanks a bunch, she said, echoing his earlier tone. The crate was standing in the main cabin, and it wasn't long before Harper had it opened, and together with Venture, began to unpack the artifacts onto the conference table. Robin, Matt, and Catherine helped. Matt could feel the age of the leather-bound books as he lifted them out of the packing and placed them carefully alongside rolls of parchment. The paper was thick and dry and brittle. The writing was faded, and none of it was in English. Just a fraction of what was there in Constantinople, Venture said sadly. It seems they managed to save even less than we thought. Or else Sivelle didn't retrieve it at all, Robin suggested. Harper, strangely, did not seem interested in the papers and parchment and books. Almost at once he had picked up one single artifact, ignoring jeweled crucifixes, bracelets, swords and daggers, and even gold and silver coins. He sat alone on a large sofa and examined a disc that looked like it was made of terracotta. The others continued to sort through the materials on the table, except for Venture. He was standing motionless close to Harper, watching him intently through narrowed eyes. He was so still and stern that seeing him made Matt shiver. What have you got there? Venture asked, after he'd been watching for a while. Harper did not look up. I wonder, he said. Any ideas? He held the disc out and Venture took it. Venture cradled it carefully in his palm as he examined it closely. It's just a bit of pottery, he said in a level voice. Anyone else? He handed the disc to the nearest person, as if deciding it was of no value or interest at all. The nearest person happened to be Matt. He took it, turning it over in his hands, feeling the weight. For a moment, just a second, he imagined himself back in Dad's study. Something about the disc was so familiar, the size, the shape, the weight. Then he remembered the box he had found in Venture's house when he'd been sent to get a statue, a wooden box containing a metal disc. Matt was aware that Venture was watching him closely, as if he had guessed what Matt was thinking. The slightest shake of the head, almost imperceptible. The man's expression was still set and stern. Matt shrugged and handed the disc to Catherine Feather. I've never seen anything like it, he said.